नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य विभक्ति वर्गस्य प्रथमः पाठः संस्कृतदिनस्य शुभावसरे भविष्यति. अत्र आगतानां सर्वेषां संस्कृतदिनस्य शुभाशयाः. व्योमसंस्कृतपाठशालापक्षतः स्वागतम्. वेल्कम् टु आल् आफ् यू टु द विभक्ति कोर्स् बीङ्ग् कण्डक्टेड् बै व्योमसंस्कृतपाठशाला. प्लीज़् रेजिस्टर् फार् द कोर्स् अट् www.sanskritfromhome.in. All materials and anything related to the course, announcements, etc. will be posted in the portal. For those who are attending a webinar for the first time, there are two options. If you have any questions in between class, you can type it in and send it. Or there is a symbol, a hand-shaped symbol with an up arrow. So if you press that, your hand will be raised and I can unmute you and allow you to ask the question. So I will break in between for questions and will take the questions at regular intervals and not always immediately, depending on the flow of class. आरम्भात् पूर्वम् अस्य वर्गस्य उद्देश्यविषये किञ्चित् वक्तुमिच्छामि. सर्वत्र शास्त्रारम्भे अनुबन्धचतुष्टयम् इति उच्यते, विषयः, सम्बन्धः, अधिकारी, प्रयोजनम् इति. तत्तु वक्तव्यं. सो क्लारिटि इन् दीस् आस्पेक्ट्स् आर् एसेन्शियल् फार् गेटिङ्ग् द बेस्ट् औट् आफ् any endeavor or any study that we make. Vishayah asya, vargasya vishayah vibhaktihi eti jananteva bhavantaha. Vyoma samskata paathashalayaha vishaye kinchit prastotum icchami. Mayam prayaha panchabhyaha varshebhyaha purvam imam अन्तर्जालिकपाठशालाम् आरब्धवन्तः. व्योमसंस्कृतपाठशाला इति नाम्ना आदौ व्याकरणपाठाः, सिद्धान्तकौमुदी पाठाः एव आरब्धाः. अस्माकम् उद्देश्यमासीत् ये संस्कृत अध्यापकानां समीपं गत्वा पठितुं न शक्नुवन्ति भिन्नैः कारणैः, तेषामपि उपयोगाय इयं पाठशाला भवेत् इति. वी अवर्सेल्स्, अ फ्यू आफ् अवर् फ्रेण्ड्स्, वी हेव् फेस्ड् क्वैट् अ फ्यू डिफिकल्टीस् इन् फैण्डिङ्ग् टीचर्स् आर् हेविङ्ग् द रैट् टैम्स् बिकास् वी वर् एङ्गेज्ड् इन् डिफरेण्ट् प्रोफेशन्स् आर् कालेज् अण्ड् अदर् थिङ्ग्स्. So adjusting to the time and place of the teacher and even the availability of teacher was a problem that we faced. So our intention was maybe by teaching what we know, we can help somebody else who does not have easy accessibility to a teacher to learn this language and open or enter into the world of treasures that is in Sanskrit. अतः व्याकरणपाठादारब्ध इयं पाठशाला. तत्र व्याकरणस्य बहवः पाठाः कृताः सन्ति, सिद्धान्तकौमुदी, प्रौढमनोरमा, तिङन्तप्रक्रिया, लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदी इत्यादयः. किन्तु प्राथमिकस्तरे अपि किञ्चित् करणीयम् इति आशा बहुभ्यः दिनेभ्यः अस्मासु अस्ति. व्योमसंस्कृतपाठशालायाः मूलसंस्था अस्ति व्योमा लिङ्ग्विस्टिक् लेब्स् फौण्डेशन् इति. So, Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation is a non-profit company which is dedicated to the spread of Sanskrit through technology. So, we have this free online portal. We also have several products which are helpful in learning Sanskrit. So several multimedia CDs and so on. So you can know more about our company at this link, www.vyomalabs.in. तत्र प्राथमिकस्तरे केचन पाठाः चालनीयाः इत्युद्देश्येन अयं वर्गः आरप्स्यते. सो द इन्टेण्डेड् रेसिपियण्ट्स् फार् दिस् कोर्स् आर् बिगिनर्स् इन् संस्कृत, दोस् हू हाव् स्लैट् एक्स्पोजर् टु संस्कृत, नाट् लैक् अब्सल्यूट् बिगिनर्स् हू डु नाट् नो द स्क्रिप्ट् आर् द लाङ्ग्वेज् एट् आल्. So I'll clarify that at the beginning so that we are clear as we go on. So the level of Sanskrit that is expected for this course is a knowledge of the script, the Devanagari script, ease of reading and writing the script, and a basic knowledge of the Sanskrit language, that is the basic structure of words or sentences, a few common vocabulary in Sanskrit, the nama pada, kriya pada. In today's class, I will be doing the basics and I will let you know what is expected to go ahead through the class. So if you are conversant with it, this course intends to take you through the usage of vibhakti. So the practical usage of different vibhaktis in different contexts and what are the different usages of a particular vibhakti and practice of using a vibhakti in those contexts, and also a spotlight on the common errors which can be committed while using the vibhakti. So as I said, there will not be any advanced discussion on any sutra. We will not be going into Paninian sutras in this particular class, as in this whole course will not go into the sutras nor into the derivation of the Subantas. Okay. So we will just take the forms, the two of the common and popular words, and the focus is on the usage of different vibhaktis. Okay. So with this intention, let me start this. I will use mostly simple Sanskrit for the class with the intention that usage is the only way that we can really learn the language. But wherever required, I will give an explanation in English for the benefit of those who are not yet very conversant. Into yatha shakti samskrutasyaiva prayogam kurmaha. Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, prashna hastiva. Nashruyate, I cannot hear you. Do you have your microphone turned on? Hariyam. Maybe you should type in your question and send, because I cannot hear you. Okay. So as I said, madhye prashnaah santi chet kripaya uttankayantu. Type it and send, or you can raise your hand and I'll unmute you. As I said, everybody is muted at the beginning because unmuting everybody will lead to a lot of noise and nobody will be able to listen to what I say. So everybody is unmuted in the beginning. So if you need to ask anything, you can raise your hands. So I will unmute you and you can speak, or you can type in your question and I will answer it as the depending on the time and the particular point in the lesson. There will be activities in the class, that is practice. So I might not be able to involve everybody in each class because the number of attendees as of now is pretty high, but I will try to involve most of you. So if you are participating in an activity, you will be unmuted. Please make sure you have a headphone with microphone for this. That is the best, because otherwise it will lead to echoes and I might not be able to hear you. So you can do a test at least before next class and see if your microphone and headphones are in working condition. Okay. वर्गस्य आरंभं कुर्मः. आदौ मंगलम्. मंगलादीनि मंगलमध्यानि मंगलांतानि च सर्वाणि शास्त्राणि प्रथन्ते इति उक्तिः अस्ति. अतः आदौ मंगलम् आचर्य अनन्तरं प्रश्नान् पश्यामः. रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहता निशाचरचमूः रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहं रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे. भो राम मामुद्धर. गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. श्लोकद्वयं मङ्गलरूपेण स्वीकृतं मया. ये जानन्ति ते द्रष्टुमर्हन्ति यत् उभयोः श्लोकयोः एकस्य पदस्य सर्वविभक्त्यन्तं रूपं प्रयुक्तमस्ति. Both these shlokas, so the first shloka uses all vibhaktis of the word Rama, and the second one uses all vibhaktis of the word Guru. Okay. So we will be able to appreciate this shloka better as we reach the end of the course. So tanmadhye kechana prashnaha eva bhanti. Vikram Mahodaya.
Namaskar Swamiji. Before we start the class, I just wanted to check if the timings of the class is a little flexible.
Anson?
Perhaps maybe prior to this, around 6:30 in the morning or after 9, is it possible?
See, we have a class course on our Pathashala running from 6 to 7 on Saturdays, which is the Yoga Sutra Parichaya. So it might not be possible to prepone it, but a later time does not suit me. I'm sorry, because I have a small child who is, after 9, she'll wake up and I have to take care of her. But I will see if there are people if there are too many people who say they cannot attend this, I might think of it. But as of now, the time is this. So you can always catch up. If you're unable to attend it live, you can always catch up with the recordings. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Vivek Mahore.
Good morning.
Suprabhatam. Vadato. Is there a question?
Yes. No, there's no question. Maybe I have pressed it incorrectly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Vaidyanathan Mahodaya.
Vaidyanathan Radhakrishnan.
Vadatu.
Mama Purna Radhakrishnan. Vaidyanathan Mama Pitru Nama.
Oh, Kshamyatam Asti Radhakrishnan Mahodaya. Vadatu.
Kinchit correction karaneem aham karaneem va am tatra karyale kartum shakyadeva va aham karaneem va.
Kim?
Kartum shakyadeva va.
Kim?
Vaidyanathan Radhakrishnan. Mama Nama Radhakrishnan.
चिन्ता नास्ति. तत्तु केवलम् अत्र डिस्प्ले पर्पसस् एव. तत्र कोऽपि विशेषः नास्ति.
केमरा आवश्यकं वा इति एव मम प्रश्नम्.
नावश्यकं केमेरा नावश्यकम्
इदानीम् अहं सिद्धम्
आम् एतावता अलम्
पठनार्थं सिद्धम् एव अन्य कोऽपि प्रश्नः अनन्तरम् अहम् एव प्रश्नं प्रष्टुं साध्यं भवति कारणं पाठनम् इदानीं आरम्भं न
सत्यम् अस्तु धन्यवादः So the question, there will be no webcams used. You will be all be only be able to see the slides and see the material and you can speak up whenever you are unmuted. So you do not require webcams and I will also not be using the webcam. So just to repeat, on your screen on the right side under the attendees list, you can see a hand symbol. So if you use that to raise your hands, you can... you will be unmuted and you can ask the questions or there is a chat window or a question or chat window below it. So if you type in your questions there, I will be able to see them. And yeah, all the materials will be posted in www.sanskritfromhome.in. By Wednesday. Okay, it will require us 2 to 3 days to process the recordings, extract the audio and post it. So by Wednesday, you should be able to see all materials of the course posted there. You will have the PDF or the notes and you will have the audio and you will also have a link to your YouTube video. If there are any exercises, you will also find those documents in the portal. यथा समयः गच्छति तदा अन्यत् सर्वं स्पष्टं भविष्यति इति मत्वा अग्रे सरामः पदं वाक्यं पदं वर्णाः इति त्रयः अंशाः ज्ञातव्याः सर्वदा व्यवहारे वाक्यस्यैव प्राधान्यं सो सेण्टेन्स् इस् द most important component of any communication. Okay. So, vakye padani bhavanti, padeshu varnaha. Tatra samskrite yatra yani padani santi, sarvani padani dvedha vibhaktum shakyani. All words in Sanskrit are of only two kinds. Okay. There is nothing beyond these two kinds of words. Okay, so the broadest classification of words breaks them into two. Padam dvividham. Udaharanani pashyamaha. Balakaha. Balakaha. Balika. Simhaha. Shukaha. पुष्पम् फलम् घटः एते सर्वेपि शब्दाः नामपदम् इति उच्यन्ते सो आल् दीस् आर् नामपदस् द नामिनल् फार्म्स् एनिथिङ्ग् विच् रेप्रसेण्ट्स् एनी पदार्थ विच् कुड् बि thing, a person, a place, anything is a namapada. Dvitiyam vidham asti kriya padam yatra kachite kriya uchyate. An action is indicated. Pathati shamyatam. That is also, there is a wrong image. Likhati is to write. Khadati, pachati, nrityati, nidrati, upavishati. Etani sarvani padani, kriya padani, iti uchyante. Ataha, padam dvividham bhavati, nama padam tatha kriya padam. नामपदस्य सुबन्तम् इत्यपि नाम तथैव क्रियापदस्य तिङन्तम् इत्यपि. सो दीज आर द ओन्ली टू काइंड्स ऑफ वर्ड्स विच आर इन संस्कृत. एनी वर्ड वी सी विल बिलोंग टू ईदर ऑफ दीज टू कैटेगरीज. नामपदानां विषये यदा पश्यामः तदा अंशत्रयं ज्ञातव्यं भवति, लिङ्गं, वचनं तथा विभक्तिः. लिङ्गं, वचनं, विभक्तिः इति त्रयः अंशाः सर्वेषां नामपदानां विषये ज्ञातव्याः भवन्ति. तथा लकारः, पुरुषः, वचनम् इत्येते अंशाः सर्वेषां क्रियापदानां विषये ज्ञातव्याः भवन्ति. इदानीं तु वयम् अस्मिन् वर्गे प्रायेण नामपदानां विषये एव पठामः, यतः विभक्तिः इत्येषः नामपदसम्बद्धः अस्ति. सो वी हाव् दीस् आस्पेक्ट्स् टु कन्सिडर् इन् केस् आफ् एनी नामपद, लिङ्ग, वचन एण्ड् विभक्ति. सो वी विल् सी दोस् इन् आर्डर्. सो एकः प्रश्नः, अव्ययम् अव्ययस्य कुत्र समावेशः इति. अव्ययस्यापि नामपदेषु एव अन्तर्भावः. तत्र लिङ्गेषु, वचनेषु, विभक्तिषु रूपं न भिद्यते. अव्यय इस् अ नामपद, बट् नार्मल् नामपदास् विल् हाव् डिफरेण्ट् फार्म्स् इन् डिफरेण्ट् लिङ्ग, वचन अण्ड् विभक्ति. वेर् आस् अन् अव्यय विल् हाव् द सेम् फार्म् एव्रिवेर्. किन्तु अव्ययानि अपि नामपदेषु एव अन्तर्भवन्ति. इदानीं लिङ्ग, वचन, विभक्तीनां विषये किञ्चित् पश्यामः. लिङ्गम् लिङ्गम् त्रिविधम्. लिङ्गम् इस् वाट् वी काल् द जेण्डर्. पुल्लिङ्गम्, स्त्रीलिङ्गम्, नपुंसकलिङ्गम् इति लिङ्गम् त्रिविधम् भवति. एतानि पदानि पठामः. बालकः, पुरुषः, सिंहः, काकः, वृक्षः, घटः, हस्तः. एते सर्वेपि पुल्लिङ्गशब्दाः. बालिका, महिला, व्याघ्री, कुक्कुटी, नदी, लेखनी, जिह्वा. एते सर्वेपि स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दाः. मित्रं, कलत्रं, जलं, फलं, गृहं, नेत्रं, पत्रम्. एते सर्वे नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दाः. सो देर् आर् त्री जेण्डर्स् इन् संस्कृत्: पुल्लिङ्ग, स्त्रीलिङ्ग एण्ड् नपुंसकलिङ्ग. सो दिस् लिङ्ग is based on the word and not on the padartha itself. Okay, so this is one thing to remember in Samskrita. Each word will come with an associated linga. That is why even inanimate objects like say ghataha, a pot, hastaha, hand, vrikshaha, tree. So the object might be inanimate, but the word is a pullinga word. Similarly with the other lingas. Ataha samskrute yada shabdaha jnayate tadaiva tasya lingam api jnatavyam bhavati. Abhyasena jnayate tatha tatra dhyanam api datavyam eva. Tat linganam vishaye. Sarvesham padanam lingam jnatavyam bhavati. Lingam jnatva eva tattat padasya रूपाणि ज्ञातुं शक्यानि. सो जेण्डर् इस् वन् फ्याक्टर् विच् अफेक्ट्स् द फार्म् आफ् एनी वर्ड्. द्वितीयः अंशः अस्ति वचनम्. किन्तु ततः पूर्वं किञ्चित् अभ्यासं कुर्मः. एस् ए सेड् द थिङ्ग्स् विच् ऐ टेल् टुडे आर् वाट् ऐ एम् अस्यूमिङ्ग् दट् यु आल् नो. सो that is the basic level from where this course will take off. We will see those today. Just a quick review. So before next class, if you are not confident about any of these aspects, you can spend time to learn so that we can move on to the next level. Okay. So idanim pullingasya vishaye kashchana abhyasaha. So we will see, I'll unmute a few of you. So from the beginning, so if you can give me the words for those, there is a picture, so you'll just have to give the word for it. Okay. So I'm assuming that the basic vocabulary is familiar to all of you. If you are not familiar, don't worry, you can tell that and you can pick it up easily later. Okay. So would anybody want to volunteer or shall I pick? If you want to volunteer, you can just raise your hands. Balachandran, Radhakrishnan, you have to click your microphone once. You seem to have muted yourself. There is a microphone symbol next to your name, so you have to click it to unmute yourself.
Yeah. Can you hear me, madam?
Shruyate. Ha. Eshaha kaha.
Balaka eshaha. Balaka sti.
Balakaha. Samyak. Eshaha.
Eshaha. Vaidyaha asti.
Vaidyaha. Samyak. Vaidyaha.
Eshaha. Eshaha. Kukuraha.
Kukuraha. Athava shunakaha. Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. So we will try with a few others. Harmandar Singh Mahore.
Yes, hello.
Ha. Vadatu.
Eshaha. Ashwaha.
Ashwaha. Eshaha. Ashwaha. Eshaha.
Sorry,
Hamsa.
Hamsa. I thought it was a duck.
Ha. Hamsaha.
Hamsa, correct.
Hamsaha. Eshaha.
Eshaha Mayura.
Mayuraha. Samyak. Mayuraha. Dhanyavadaha. Next. Krishna Mahode.
Vriksha. Vriksham.
Vrikshaha. Vrikshaha.
Hastaha.
Hastaha. Chashaka.
Chashaka.
Chashakaha. Chashakaha. Samyak. Malakondaya Mahodaya.
Hello?
Ha. Vadatu.
Are you hearing, madam?
Ham. Shruyate.
Madam, this class is now going on or it is already recorded, madam?
It is now going on. It is live.
Oh, sorry, because I am in ESA.
Oh,
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I have mistaken the timing of India time and American time. That is why I got doubt. I am very sorry to ask this question.
No problem. Yes.
No problem, madam.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I am not seeing your picture, madam.
No, you will not see me. I mean, the only thing you should be seeing is the screen because my picture will not be there because of bandwidth.
Screen I am.
Huh.
Oh, screen I am seeing your picture. Huh. All the things I am seeing.
That's only that. So, can you try this? Are you familiar with Sanskrit a bit?
Yeah. Yes, madam.
Huh. Eshaha kaha?
Eshaha talaha.
Talaha. Samyak.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Astu, madam. Astu.
Huh. Eshaha?
Eshaha suryaha.
Eshaha suryaha.
Suryaha.
Eshaha?
Eshaha karnaha.
Karnaha. Samyak.
Karnaha.
राधिका ओके एकं क्षणम् एते सर्वेपि शब्दाः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दाः ये शब्दाः अस्माभिः इदानीं दृष्टाः बालकः वृक्षः सिंहः इत्यादयः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दाः इदानीं कांश्चन स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दान् पश्यामः राधिका
एषा बालिका
एषा बालिका एषा
महिला
सम्यक्
एषा घण्टा
एषा घण्टा सम्यक् बालिका महिला घण्टा रामानुजन् महोदय
एषा
कुञ्चिका
कुञ्चिका
चिन्ता नास्ति एषा
न जानामि
पेटिका
पेटिका
पेटिका बाक्स
पेटिका
एषा नदी एषा नदी सम्यक् कुञ्चिका पेटिका नदी उमा महोदय
लेखनी
एषा लेखनी
एषा लेखनी
सम्यक् एषा
समया
घटी
ओ एषा घटी
एषा घटी
घटी कर्तरिका एषा कर्तरिका
अथवा कर्तरी उभयथापि प्रयोगः अस्ति कर्तरी कर्तरिका सम्यक् उषा गोपालकृष्ण न श्रूयते उषा महोदय अन्ये केऽपि वक्तुमिच्छन्ति ये एतावता न सुरेन्द्र महोदयः
एषा न जानामि
कूपी
कूपी एषा कूपी कूपी
एषा
एषा नासिका
नासिका
असिका
एषा
एषा जिह्वा
जिह्वा सम्यक् जिह्वा अथवा रसना एते सर्वेपि शब्दाः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दाः अग्रे नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दान् पश्यामः धन्या श्रीनिवास एतत्
एतत् पुष्पम्
पुष्पम्
फलम् एतत् फलम्
फलम् Etat?
Etat. Na janam.
Chatram.
Chatram. Chatram. Janam.
Samyak. Chinta nasti yadi. Jnayate tarhi jnayate. Ata eva yam varga. Anye? Himanshu Mahodaya?
Tarakaha.
Taraka athava nakshatram.
Nakshatram.
Nakshatram. Why it's more popular. Kintu tadapi shakyate. Etat?
Griham.
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 Etat?
Yanam.
Yanam. Yanam. More specifically, karyanam. Ubhayathapi vaktum shakyate.
Karyanam na.
Hmm?
Katam karyanam.
Na, tatha prayogah asti. Kariti shabdaha anglabhashayaha svikrataha prayogetu asti. Yanam yasya samyapadatvena svikrataha. Bahavaha tatha shabdaha eshu dineshu vyavahare samyashabdaha tasya samyakar iti. Taha samyashabdaha bhashasu parivartayitum na shakyante. Ityataha vyavaharaha asti. Ha.
Kar iti sangya shabda asti kintu personal noun na asti.
Personal noun na kintu ye samya.
Tatha vayam sanskrit bhasha shabdam upyuktam shakyate.
Prayoge asti. Yato hi asti anantaram. चर्चाम कुर्मः प्रयोगशिक्षणाः वैयाकरणाः यथा शरूमहोदयः वदति अनन्तरं चर्चयामः तत्र तु विवादः अस्ति जानामि किन्तु नॉट द स्कोप ऑफ दिस क्लास सो हां अग्रे अन्ये केपि एतावता न उक्तवन्तः Shri Vidya, Samyakna Drishyate, this is a soap. Nashruyate, Shri Vidya, Phenakam, Samyak, she has answered through text, so maybe have this thing. Ha. Phenakam. Etat. Pustakam. Pustakam. Etat. Netram. Samyak. Netram. Agre. Anye. Aravind. Mahodaya.
Kankatam.
Kankatam. Sammik.
Mukham.
Mukham. Uttama. Etat.
Vimanam.
Vimanam. Samyak. Vimanam. Ete sarvepi shabdaha napumsakalinga shabdaha. Danim lingasya vishaye sarvesham. Kinchit jnanamasti iti jnatam. Shabdaha trividhaha bhavanti. Pullinga shabdaha, strilinga shabdaha, tatha napumsakalinga shabdaha. Namapadanam vishaye dvitiyaha amshaha bhavati. Vachanam. Vachanam or number. Samskrite vachanam api tridha bhavati. Three numbers in Sanskrit. Ekavachanam, dvivachanam, tatha bahuvachanam. यत्र एकः पदार्थः उच्यते तत्र एकवचनस्य प्रयोगः, यत्र द्वौ पदार्थौ उच्येते तत्र द्विवचनस्य प्रयोगः, यत्र त्रीणि अथवा तदधिकाः त्रयः अथवा तदधिकाः पदार्थाः उपयुज्यन्ते तत्र बहुवचनम् इति विवेकः. सो वन् इस् सिङ्ग्युलर् एकवचनम्, टु आब्जेक्ट्स् इस् द्विवचनम् आर् ड्यूवल्, मल्टिपल् एनिथिङ्ग् मोर् देन् टु इस् बहुवचनम् आर् प्लूरल्. संस्कृते अयं विशेषः यत् द्विवचनस्य प्रयोगः अस्ति, अन्यासु भाषासु बहुत्र द्विवचनस्य प्रयोगः न दृश्यते, विशिष्य आधुनिकभाषासु, किन्तु संस्कृते द्विवचनस्यापि प्रयोगः अस्ति. अतः सर्वत्र एकवचने द्विवचने बहुवचने च प्रयोगः. सम् वर्ड्स् मे हाव् ओन्ली बहुवचन, से इफ् ऐ से द वर्ड् त्री, सो त्री केन् आल्वेस् बि ओन्ली बहुवचन. सो सिमिलर्ली द वर्ड् द्वि केन् आल्वेस् बि ओन्ली इन् द्विवचन, तथा अस्ति. किन्तु प्रायेण सर्वेषां पदानां त्रिषु वचनेषु प्रयोगः सम्भवति. बालकः, बालकौ, बालकाः. बालकः एकः इत्यर्थः, बालकौ द्वौ, बालकाः त्रयः अथवा तदधिकाः, पुरुषः, पुरुषौ, पुरुषाः, बालिका, बालिके, बालिकाः, नदी, नद्यौ, नद्यः, लेखनी, लेखन्यौ, लेखन्यः, मित्रं, मित्रे, मित्राणि, फलं, फले, फलानि. सो दीस् आर् the three vachana forms of the common words. Okay, so we will see about the theoretical basis later. So etani trishu vachaneshu rupani. Okay, so I'm assuming that most of you are also familiar with this. So we will see about a short practice on vachanas. Tatah purvam prashnadvayam asti. एकस्य पदार्थस्य अथवा तत्र प्रश्नः, एकस्य पदार्थस्य बहुषु लिङ्गेषु प्रयोगः भवितुम् अर्हति वा इति. केन् वन् आब्जेक्ट् बी इन् मल्टिपल् जेण्डर्स्? यस्, तत्तु शब्दम् अधिकृत्य भवति. यथा मया उक्तं, पत्नी इत्यस्ति वैफ्, पत्नी, भार्या इत्येते शब्दाः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दाः. कलत्रम् इति शब्दः अस्ति पत्नी इत्यर्थे, नपुंसकलिङ्गे अस्ति. दाराः इति शब्दः अस्ति पुल्लिङ्गे अस्ति. एवं त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु अपि एकस्यैव पदार्थस्य पदार्थवाचकाः शब्दाः भवितुम् अर्हन्ति. वन् पायिण्ट्. सेकेण्ड् पायिण्ट्, एकस्यैव पदस्य लिङ्गद्वये वा त्रये वा प्रयोगः भवितुम् अर्हति. A single word, the same word, can have multiple lingas. Okay, I'm talking about the word itself. First thing, an object can definitely have multiple genders because it depends on the word and not the object itself. Secondly, a word itself, there are words which are used in multiple genders. Say tataha. Tataha means a bank, bank of a river. Tataha ityasti, tatam ityasti. तटी इति स्त्रीलिङ्गे अपि अस्ति. अतः एकस्य पदार्थस्य वाचकाः शब्दाः बहुषु लिङ्गेषु भवितुम् अर्हन्ति, एकस्यैव पदस्यापि बहुषु लिङ्गेषु प्रयोगः भवितुम् अर्हति. अन्यः प्रश्नः दम्पतिशब्दस्य विषये. I do not know if it fits into this class, but okay. The word dampati is nityadvivachana. To dual only, because it always tells husband and wife. Okay, it can be used in bahuvachana to indicate couples, many such couples. इदानीम् अभ्यासः ये वक्तुमिच्छन्ति सो प्लीज वॉलंटियर टू पार्टिसिपेट द मोर यू पार्टिसिपेट द मोर यू लर्न डेफिनेटली इन अ क्लास लाइक दिस इट इज नॉट देयर इज नॉट मच फॉर मी टू एक्सप्लेन इट इज फॉर यू टू पार्टिसिपेट एंड वर्क आउट ओके सुरेंद्र महोदय
आत्मा शब्द इज हैविंग ओनली वन और इट कम्स इन द प्लूरल आल्सो
सॉरी आत्मा
आत्मा
आत्मनः प्रयोगः अस्ति तत्र कस्मिन् अर्थे प्रयोगः इति द्रष्टव्यः
ओके
फॉर्म इज इन ऑल थ्री वचनस् गजः इत्यस्य अन्येषु वचनेषु
गजा न जानामि
चिन्ता नास्ति अन्ये केपि कृष्ण महोदय
गजौ गजाः
नौके नौकाः
वनं वने वनानि नदी नद्यः
बकः बकौ बकाः
मुखं मुखे मुखानि
सम्यक्
तुला तुले तुलाः
कूपी
कूप्यौ कूप्यः
सम्यक् कृष्णन् रामस्वामी महोदय व्याघ्रः
व्याघ्राः
महिलाः कदली कदल्यः कदली कदल्यौ कदल्यः फलं फले फलानि लेखनी लेखन्यौ लेखन्यः लेखन्याः न लेखन्यः
पुस्तकानि
अग्रे
शालाः
वैद्याः धन्यवादः
वैद्याः
कदली इत्युक्ते किम् इति प्रश्नः कदली इस् प्लाण्टन् और् बनाना कदलीफलम् मलकोण्डय्य महोदय
हलो
हा वदतु बालिका
बालिके बालिकाः
वस्त्राणि
megaha megau megaha patram patre patrani
patrani
lata late lataah
samya
gauri gauryau gauryah parvatah parvatau parvataah darvi darvyau darvyah
samya Gita Ramachandran
Mitram Mitre Mitrani Sunukaha Sunukau Sunukaha Kunchika Kunchike Kunchikaha Talaha Talau Talaha Anguli
Anguliyau Anguliyah
Churika Churike Churikaha Parnam Parne Parnani Majrini Marjanyau Marjanyah
Samyak. Marjani, Marjanyau, Marjanya. Dhanyavada. Ketana Prashnaha Santi, Arthasya Vishaye. Darvi. Darvi is ladle. What we use to serve rice or curry. The ladle is called Darvi. And Churika. Churika, knife. Marjani. Broom. Yadi padasya arthasya vishaye sandeha asti kripaya prichatu chinta nasti. So idanim anye agre kopi vaktum ichyati. Shubha Mohodaye.
Shriyate.
Ha, Shriyate. Griham.
Griham, Grihe, Grihani.
Griham, Grihe, Grihani. Kinchi Ruchai Hochyata. Ha. Ghataha.
Ghataha, Ghatau,
Ghata. Ha. Ghataha, Samyak. Ha Ghati
Ghati Ghatyau Ghatyaha
Jihva
Jihva Jihve Jihvaha
Kesha
Keshaha Keshau Keshaha
Kartari
Kartari Kartaryau Kartaryaha
Mala
Mala Male Malaha
Chatram
Chatram Chatre Chatrani
Samyak Chatram Chatre Chatrani Evam Samskrite Vachanatrayam Bhavati Ekavachanam Dvivachanam Tatha Bahuvachanam Nama Padasyapi Vachanabhedaha Bhavati Kriya Padasyapi Bhavati Tritiyaha Amshahasti Vibhaktihi Vibhaktihi Katham Prayogaha Bhinnaha Vibhaktayaha Santi Tesham Prayogam Adau Pashyamaha Uma Mahodaye, Prashna Hastiva. You have to unmute yourself maybe. Nasti. Ramaha karoti. Ramam pashyami. Ramena kritam. Ramaya dadami. Ramat svikaromi. Rame bhaktihi. Ye raktavarne drishyante. Te sarve. Tani sarvani. Rama shabdasya vibhaktyanta rupani. So the forms of the word Rama in different vibhaktis. So what is vibhakti? And why do we have it? Kimartham vibhaktehe prayogaha. Kimartham etavanti rupani santi. So etatratu ekavachanasyeva rupani drishtani. Dvivachane bahuvachane api rupani bhavanti. Kimartham? What does vibhakti do? What is the function of vibhakti in a sentence? Vastu nirdeshaha. To indicate a word. Okay. Kasyachit padarthasya nirdeshartham vibhaktihi upayujyate yatha balaha. So it just indicates a boy. Dhenuhu, a cow. Lekhani, a pen. Atratu adhikataya anyaha kopi arthaha na bhasate kevalam vastohu nirdeshaha. Ayameva pratipadikarthaha ityapi uchyate agre pashyamaha. Kriyaya saha sambandhaha. So the vibhaktis indicate a relation with action. Yatha ramam pashyami. I see Rama. So Ramaha darshana kriyayam karma. What we call the object. Ramam pashyami. Pustakam pashyami. Vriksham pashyami. So the object of action is indicated by a vibhakti. In this case, it is dvitiya. Ramaya dadami. The recipient is indicated by a different vibhakti. I give to Rama. Ramat svikaromi. I take from Rama. So in one case, Rama is the giver and in the other case, he is the recipient. So the relation to action is indicated by different vibhaktis. Kriyaya saha sambandhaha vibhaktya uchyate. Anya padarthena sambandhaha. So the vibhakti can indicate a relation with other objects or other padarthas. Ramasya patni, wife of Rama. So there is a relation between Rama and patni which is indicated by the vibhakti. Ramasya hastaha, Ramasya putraha. So eteshu anya padarthena sambandhaha. It is not relation with action, it is relation with other objects. Anya padasya anvayaha. Also the presence of a particular word can be indicated by a vibhakti. Ramaya namaha. So here the vibhakti is because of the word namaha. It just indicates that the word namaha is related. So the relation to a particular word. So relation to an action, relation to an object and relation to a particular word. All these are indicated by different vibhaktis. Ramaya namaha. Ramam vina. Ramena saha. So vina ityasya prayoge kachit vibhaktihi. Saha ityasya prayoge kachit vibhaktihi. So these are the functions of vibhaktis. The various cases in which the various contexts in which a particular vibhakti is used. So etesham abhivyaktyartham kriyaya saha sambandham darshayitum अन्यपदार्थेन सम्बन्धं दर्शयितुम् अन्यपदस्य अथवा पदेन सह अन्वयं दर्शयितुम् अथवा केवलस्य वस्तुनः निर्देशार्थं विभक्तिः उपयुज्यते. सो दीस् आर् द वेरियस् काण्टेक्स्ट् इन् विच् अ पर्टिक्युलर् विभक्ति केन् बि यूस्ड्. किं विभक्तिः नाम किम् इत्येव प्रश्नः. सो वी नो दट् वी आर् using vibhaktis in different cases, but what exactly is vibhakti? Satah purvam kechana prashnaha santi. Sujata mohare prashnaha asti va?
Idanim kalatram shabd yad asti कलत्रम् इत्युक्ते वैस् इत्युक्ते तद् सा कलत्रं भवति वा तद् कलत्रं भवति वा?
तत् कलत्रम् इत्येव
कलत्रमेव. किन्तु सा पत्नी सा भार्या
आम् सर्वनाम्नः कलत्रं
तद् मित्रम् अपि तद् मित्रमेव वा?
तन्मित्रमेव सत्यम्.
तन्मित्रम् अस्तु धन्यवादः.
कृष्णन् रामस्वामी महोदय प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? यु हेव् टु अन्म्यूट् युवर् सेल्फ् ऐ थिङ्क् यु हेव् टु क्लिक् आन् युवर् मैक्रोफोन् वन्स् टु अन्म्यूट् युवर् सेल्फ्.
ओके, दि लास्ट् वन् अन्यपदस्य अन्वयः. It's not very, very clear in the sense that you said it is indicating relation to a action, is it?
Word, a particular word. If the word Namaha is in the sentence, so the word which is related will be in a particular vibhakti. If the word Saha is in a sentence, the related word will be in a particular vibhakti. So it depends on those particular words.
Word. Okay. Dhanyavadah.
अन्ये केचन प्रश्नाः सन्ति. वुड् रामं ददामि बी राङ्ग्? रामं ददामि इति शुद्धः प्रयोगः, किन्तु अर्थः भिन्नः. रामाय ददामि, ऐ गिव् समथिङ्ग् टु राम. रामाय पुस्तकं ददामि, ऐ गिव् द बुक् टु राम. रामं सीतायै ददामि, ऐ गिव् राम टु सीता. सो चेञ्जिङ्ग् द विभक्ति विल् चेञ्ज् द मीनिङ्ग्. That is, it changes the relation of Rama with the action of Dadami, giving. So if you use Ramam, it is Rama is the karma of giving. So he is being given. If you say Ramaya, he is the recipient of giving. So that is exactly what Vibhakti does. It shows the relation with Kriya. Okay. Is anvaya a weaker sambandha? Padena saha anvayaha. This is probably more technical, but yes, if you are saying it is weaker than the kriya karaka relation, that is the relation with action is stronger than the relation with or the anvaya with a particular word. Okay. Then what is karakam? What is the relation between vibhakti and karakam? Karakam is nothing but this kriyaya saha sambandha. The relation with action is called karaka. Okay? I did not use the word karaka here, but the relation with action is called karaka. So vibhakti indicates that karaka. Okay? So there is a difference between vibhakti and karaka, maybe sometime later in the class. Okay? Because right now, I do not want to get into that. But karaka, simply put, is relation with the kriya, action. So, pranaha iti padam, ekavachaneva bahuvachaneva, pranaha iti nitya bahuvachanantaha shabdaha. Because when we say prana, we generally refer to all the five together. Okay, there are five pranas, prana, apana, samana, etc. But only the prana as one of those five can be in ekavachana. When we are referring to just all those together, it is bahuvachana. इदानीम् अग्रे गच्छामः. विभक्तिः नाम किम्? इदानीं विभक्तेः प्रश्नः अस्ति वा इतोपि सुजाता महोदय? प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? विभक्तिः नाम किम्? वाट् एक्साक्ट्ली इस् दिस् विभक्ति वि आर् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट्? यदा पूर्वं दृष्टं सुक्तिङन्तं पदम्, पदं द्विविधं भवति, सुबन्तं तथा तिङन्तम्. सुबन्तस्यैव नामपदम् इति सामान्यव्यवहारः, तिङन्तस्यैव क्रियापदम्. अतः सुबन्तं नामपदं, तिङन्तं क्रियापदम्. यत्र पदं भवति तत्र भागद्वयम्. There are two parts to any pada. Prakritih tatha pratyayah. Prakriti is the root word. Pratyayah is a suffix. Okay. Padasya prakritih pratyayah iti bhagadvayam bhavati. Tatra namapade. Namapade pratipadikam prakritih. The root word of a namapada is called pratipadikam. यथा बालः बालौ बालाः इत्यस्ति, तत्र प्रातिपदिकं बाल. एवं वृक्षः वृक्षौ वृक्षाः, तत्र प्रातिपदिकं वृक्ष. फलं फले फलानि, तत्र फल इति प्रातिपदिकम्. तस्मात् प्रातिपदिकात् प्रत्ययः भवति. सेवरल् सफिक्सस् आर् एडेड् टु दट् pratipadika to get the different forms. So the same root word, say bala, we add different pratyayas, we get different forms. Balaha, balam, balaha, baleshu, evam bhinnani rupani bhavanti. So what is changing there is the pratyaya. The pratipadika is the same. Namapade prakritihi pratipadikam, pratyayaha sup इति उच्यते. तस्य प्रत्ययस्य नाम सुप्. अत एव सुबन्तम्, सुबन्तम् एण्डिङ्ग् इन् सुप् प्रत्यय. क्रियापदम्, क्रियापदे प्रकृतिः धातुः, यथा पठ् इति धातुः. तस्मात् धातोः तिङ् इति प्रत्ययाः भवन्ति. सो वेन् यु एड् द प्रत्ययस् यु गेट् डिफरेण्ट् फार्म्स्. पठति, पठन्ति, पठतु, apatham. So different forms are because of different pratyayas. Kriyapade prakritihi dhatuh, pratyayah ting pratyayah. Atayeva kriyapadasya ting antam, that which has a ting at the end. So subantam ting antam. Evam prati pratyekam pade prakritihi pratyayah iti bhagadvayam bhavati. तत्र सुप् प्रत्ययाः सन्ति, तेषामेव विभक्तिः इति नाम, अथवा विभक्तिप्रत्ययाः. सो द टर्म् विभक्ति रेफर्स् टु दीस् सफिक्सस्, द प्रत्ययास् विच् आर् एडेड् टु प्रातिपदिकास्. सो विभक्तिप्रत्ययास् आर् द सफिक्सस् विच् आर् एडेड् टु प्रातिपदिक. दट् इस् इट् इस् द प्रत्यय विच् इस् काल्ड् विभक्ति. So the forms are called vibhaktyanta, ending in a particular vibhakti. So what is vibhakti? Vibhakti is a suffix added to a root word. So this suffix will indicate different things, such as the relation with kriya, or relation with adhar padartha, or the presence of a particular word. So this suffix on the same pratipadika, different suffixes will indicate different meanings. Malakondaya, prashna hastiva?
Regarding this pratipadikam and dhatuho, what is the English medium meaning? We are calling root. Pratipadikam is the root or Dhatuhu is the root or both of them are
Pratipadikam root. Is the noun root, Dhatu is the verb root. English does not have this concept of Prakriti and Pratyaya. So, Prakriti we generally call it as the root word. The root word for a noun, noun root is Pratipadika, verb root is Dhatu.
Dhatuhu. So, the root, for the verb and both noun is derived from the root only, same root?
No, I did not understand the question.
Because we will say root, from all the words are derived from the roots, whether it is a verb or noun.
I mean, when you say root, if you mean a dhatu, see, for all, most of the words in Sanskrita, dhatu is the mula, that is the base. So, to a dhatu, you can add pratyaya to generate pratipadikas. That is possible. That is, most of the pratipadikas are originally derived from dhatus in Sanskrit. So, don't go into it now. We will see that later. Maybe later.
Now,
if you have a tinganta, the root is a dhatu. If you have a subanta, the prakriti is called pratipadika. Varadarajan Mahodaya?
A special case of nama pratam. Pratyaya?
No. You cannot have it without pratyaya. The pratyaya can be deleted. As in avyayas, we add the supratyaya and we delete them. But it is still...
For indeclinable.
That's what I said. For avyayas, we add the pratyaya and we delete them. Okay, the pratyaya is added in a particular sense and we delete them, and that is why the form will not change, but they are still subantas because they have the supratyaya which is invisible.
So, even the avyaya has got two parts, pratipadikam and pratyaya as well, but we delete it.
The pratyaya is not visible. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, vibhaktihi nama pratyayah. So, vibhakti refers to the suffixes which are added to pratipadikas to indicate different meanings. So, pratipadikam vibhakti pratyayah ubhayoho yojanena nama padam siddhyati. Yatha rama iti ekam pratipadikam. Thala iti pratipadikam. Balika iti pratipadikam. Nadi iti pratipadikam. Vibhakti pratyayah. Bhinnah pratyayah santi. Am, sya, yam, au ityadayah pratyayah. Rama ityasya pratipadikasya. Am iti pratyayojanena. Ramam iti namapadam bhavati subantam. So, ramam iti vibhaktyantam. This is the subanta. Phala sya yojanena phalasya iti subantam. Balika yam balikayam iti subantam. Nadi au nadyau iti subantam. Etat smartavyam kutrapi kevalasya pratipadikasya athava kevalasya pratyayasya prayogaha na bhavati. We do not use only pratipadikas or only pratyayas. Sarvatra prayogaha padasya eva. You have to use either nama pada or kriyapada. Subantam athava tingantam tasyaiva prayogaha kartum shakyate. Okay. Please excuse me just one moment. I'll be back. अस्तु सो अत्र प्रश्नद्वयम् अस्ति संबोधने अपि प्रत्ययस्य लोपः भवति वा डू वी डिलीट द प्रत्यय इन संबोधन इन सम केसेस वी डू इन सम केसेस वी डोंट सो क्वचित भवति क्वचित न भवति राम इत्यत्र भवति हे राम हे रामौ इत्यत्र न भवति प्रत्ययस्य लोपः द्वितीयः प्रश्नः आई हैव रेड राम प्लस सु इक्वल्स रामः हाउ डज द सु प्रत्यय बिकम अ विसर्ग इन प्रथमा विभक्ति I'm sorry, but this particular question is out of the scope of this class. We will do the derivation of Namapadas sometime. So, the Pratyayas will take different forms based on the Pratipadika, okay, depending on the word. That is why different words have different forms. Okay. So, that is the question with Prakriya. How do the Pratyayas get changed? So, we will see that probably in the next level. Okay. इदानीम् एषः अंशः स्पष्टः प्रातिपदिकस्य प्रत्यययोजनेन नामपदं सिद्ध्यति कति विभक्तयः कति विभक्तिः इत्युक्ते ते प्रत्ययाः कति विभक्तयः सन्ति इति प्रश्नः सप्त विभक्तयः प्रथमा विभक्तिः द्वितीया विभक्तिः तृतीया विभक्तिः चतुर्थी विभक्तिः पञ्चमी विभक्तिः षष्ठी विभक्तिः सप्तमी विभक्तिः इति सप्त विभक्तयः सन्ति सो देयर आर सेवन विभक्तीस प्रत्येकं विभक्तेः त्रयः प्रत्ययाः देयर आर थ्री प्रत्ययस इन ईच विभक्ति एकवचनं द्विवचनं बहुवचनम् एवम् आहत्य एकविंशतिः विभक्तिप्रत्ययाः देर् आर् 21 सफिक्सेस् 7 विभक्तीस् ईच् विभक्ति हेस् 3 प्रत्ययस् 1 इन् सिङ्ग्युलर् ड्यूवल् एण्ड् प्लूरल् ओके एवम् एकविंशतिः विभक्तिप्रत्ययाः प्रथमा विभक्तौ एकवचनं द्विवचनं बहुवचनम् एवं द्वितीया तृतीया चतुर्थी पञ्चमी षष्ठी सप्तमी सप्तसु विभक्तिषु त्रयः प्रत्ययाः आहत्य एकविंशतिः अतः प्रत्येकं प्रातिपदिकस्य आल् प्रातिपदिकस् विल् हाव् 21 डिफरेण्ट् फार्म्स् ओके सो एनी प्रातिपदिका दट् यु टेक् विल् हाव् डिफरेण्ट् forms in the different vibhaktis. There is one more called sambodhana. Sambodhanam iti prithak vibhaktihi na. It is not a separate vibhakti. The pratyayas are same as prathama vibhakti. Prathama vibhaktehe ye pratyayaha te eva bhavanti. Eka vachane eva kvachit rupabhedaha. In some cases, If it is Sambodhana, only in Ekavachana we see a change of form. But it is not a separate Vibhakti. The forms of Sambodhana in Dvivachana and Bahuvachana are always the same as Prathama Vibhakti. Kevalam Ekavachane Keshuchit Chabdeshu. In some words, we see a different form. Okay? So that is not a separate Vibhakti. Sapta Vibhaktayaha Trishu Vachaneshu एकविंशतिः प्रत्ययाः सो वेर् डु वि एड् दीस् विभक्तीस् सो वी नो एकवचनम् इस् इफ् इट् इस् वन् द्विवचनम् इस् इफ् इट् इस् टु बहुवचनम् इस् इफ् इट् इस् त्रि इदानीं विभक्तेः विषये ज्ञातव्यम् तर्हि अस्मिन् वर्गे विभक्तिवर्गे किं पठामः वयम् इति चेत् विभक्तिप्रयोगस्य उदाहरणानि एकैकं विभक्तिं स्वीकृत्य प्रथमा द्वितीया तृतीया इत्यादि कथम् उपयोगः इति उदाहरणं पश्यामः कुत्र भवति वाट् आर् द केसस् आर् काण्टेक्स्ट् इन् विच् द विभक्ति इस् यूस्ड् what is the meaning which is conveyed by that vibhakti. Kim rupam bhavati, bhinnanam padanam tasyam vibhaktau kim rupam bhavati. Katham prayogaha karaniyaha, prayogasya abhyasaha bhavati. Ke doshaha sambhavanti, what are the common errors that we see in using these vibhaktis. Okay. Ete amshaha prati vibhakti pathamaha. So we will take each vibhakti and then we will study these aspects of that vibhakti. So emphasis will be on usage. Okay, and not there will be theoretical you know, some theory, but mostly practicals. Okay. So before the next class, this is what, as I told, this is what I will be assuming that you all know before entering the vibhaktis. Pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga, padani. Asmabhihi yatha adya abhyasaha krataha. So samanyataha, the common ones. If you look at the word, what is pullinga, what is strilinga, what is napumsakalinga. Saha, eshaha, the common pronouns. Tat and etat in all three lingas and vachanas, of course. So using saha or eshaha or tau, te, etc. with the nama padas. So ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. Kriyapada prayogaha, the basics. Ramaha pathati, tvam pathasi, aham pathami. So the basic usage of kriyapada. We will see this again in the next class as part of prathama vibhakti. But still you should be aware of the basics of the kriyapadas. Okay. So if you have any doubts about any of these, there is a product of Yoma Labs called Samskrita Bala Modini. Okay, it is a CD particularly for beginners. It is available as a CD. It is also available as free apps in the Android Play Store. So there are 14 apps which focus on different kinds. So you can learn the script. You can learn the Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana, Saha, Eshaha, the Kriyapadas, Visheshanas, the basics of Sanskrit. Okay. So in the coming week, you can brush up your knowledge on any of those aspects with Bala Modini. Okay. So Bala Modini stops with that, the basic sentence creation. So we will take off from there and see what are the different vibhaktis and how to use them. Okay. So if you search for Bala Modini in the Android Play Store, you should be able to get that, those apps. There are 14 apps for different aspects. So you can choose whichever you want to practice. Okay. There will be games or exercises also associated with that. So the last part before closing today, Ratanam, or the knowing the Vibhakti tables. See, these days especially there is one almost a block against whenever somebody says anything about Ratana or by hearting the forms. Okay. So that is probably misplaced. Yes, even in the times of Mahabhashya, the Bhashyakara makes fun of those who just by heart without understanding. But that does not reduce the importance of simple practice of the forms. See, there are ideal situations. The language is probably ideally picked up by immersion. You stay in a language of that place, I mean of that, you stay in a place where the language is used continuously so that you can pick it up easily by application without having to go through grammar. But unfortunately, that ideal situation does not exist for Samskrita as of now. So it is indeed lucky people who can get on a daily basis people with whom they can converse in Sanskrit. So till then, till we are learning the language through the mode of grammar or something, definitely some part of Ratana is an important part of learning, okay? Especially when we are learning through these ways, because it will definitely help. You are not doing plain by hearting without understanding. We are going to learn the usages of these, but for that it is very important to know the forms of the vibhaktis also. So to know the forms, one of the easiest ways is to practice just learning those forms. One of the easiest way of practice is repetition. Okay, we keep repeating unconsciously you will remember it. So once you remember it, it will be very easy to apply it. Okay. Atayeva prativargam keshanchana shabdanam rupani asmabhihi pathyante. We will simply recite these forms in every class. I would advise all of you to just spend 5 minutes every day on reciting these forms. It will be very, very useful when we go into different vibhaktis and their usage. You won't have to think about the forms. You can easily use them. Okay? Ram Mahoraya, Prashna Hastiva. Nashruyate, Kripaya Vilikya Preshyatam. So I'll finish this ratana for the day and then I'll take a couple of questions which are there. There was one question, are there apps for iOS? There are apps for the iOS. I'll just check and let you know if it is available. The apps are ready. I'm not yet sure if it has been released. I'll let you know if it is. You can search for Bala Modini in the iOS and find out. So second, is it possible to split an avyaya into pada and pratyaya? See, the avyaya form which you see is only the pratipadika part. You do not see the pratyaya. So there is no question of splitting it. The pratyaya is invisible. Okay. Idanim pathamaha. Asmin varge ahameva pathami bhavantaha shrinvantu. Adhima varga darabhya. We will do anuvachana. I'll pick a few people so you can recite after me. Akarantaha pullingaha rama shabdaha ramaha ramau ramaha he rama he ramau he ramaha ramam ramau raman ramena ramabhyam ramaihi ramaya ramabhyam ramebhyah ramat ramabhyam ramebhyah ramasya ramayoh ramanam rame ramayoh rameshu akarantah pullingah deva shabdah devah devau devah he deva he devau he devah devam devau devan devena devabhyam devaihi devaya devabhyam devebhyah devat devabhyam devebhyah devasya devayoh devanam deve devayoh deveshu akarantah strilingah rama shabdah rama rame ramah he rame he rame he ramah ramam rame ramah ramaya ramabhyam ramabhihi ramayai ramabhyam ramabhyah ramayah ramabhyam ramabhyah ramayah ramayoh ramanam ramayam ramayoh ramasu akarantah strilingah sita shabdah sita 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 he sita he sita he sita sitam sita sita sitaya sitabhyam sitabhi sitayai sitabhyam sitabhyah sitayah sitabhyam sitabhyah sitayah sitayoh sitanam sitayam sitayoh sitasu ikarantah strilingah nadi shabdah nadi nadyau nadyah he nadi he nadyau he nadyah nadim nadyau nadihi nadya nadibhyam nadibhihi nadyai nadibhyam nadibhyah nadyah nadibhyam nadibhyah nadyah nadyoh nadinam, nadyam, nadyoh, nadishu. Akarantaha, napumsakalingaha, phala shabdaha, phalam, phale, phalani, he phala, he phale, he phalani, phalam, phale, phalani, phalena, phalabhyam, phalaihi, phalaya, phalabhyam, phalebhyah, phalat, phalabhyam, phalebhyah, phalasya, phalayoh, phalanam, phale, phalayoh, phaleshu. We will stop here today. There are a few more words in this file. I'll share the file with you. We will deal with the common namapadas and the common sarvanamas also. So from next class, we will devote some more time to ratana because it will be very useful as we move among the different vibhaktis. So please make sure you spend at least 10 minutes per day in just going through that file and reciting the forms. Venkatraman Mahodaya, Prashna Hastiva. You have muted yourself. Just click on your microphone to unmute. There is one microphone in next to your name in the webinar itself. Okay, I cannot hear you. I will share the presentation and also the audio and video, as I said. Everything will be uploaded in www.sanskritfromhome.in in 3 days or 4 days. By Wednesday, it will be available. Okay. Yes, Malakondaya, Prashna Hastiva.
Yes, madam. When will be the next class, madam, as per India time and US time?
Next class. The classes will be every Saturday morning, 7:30 to 9 Indian time.
7:30 to 9 Indian time.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes.
So, that may be India time night, just like today's class. Just like today's class.
I mean, American time at night. Yes.
At night. Okay. And thank you. Number two is... all the Sanskrit words are generated from the root only?
95%.
Because I have read that in as per Panini, 2,200 roots are there approximately.
Yes.
From all the Sanskrit words, whatever it may be, whether it is a noun or verb or abhyaya, whatever it may be, it will be generated from the all the 2,200 nouns? Or else?
Can we take this question maybe after the class? I'll write you a mail. Or just drop me a mail. I'll let you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
So there's a question. I missed the previous session. I mean, this is the first session. So you will have access to this. This is the first session of the course. So there's one question. If I recover a lost password or username, please write to sanskritfromhome@vyomalabs.in. So they will help you to recover your password or username. Okay, just drop a mail to them. We will end it here with the Mangalam again. Ramo Rajamanis Sada Vijayate Ramam Rameshaṁ bhaje, Rāmeṇa bhihata niṣācharatamuḥ, Rāmāya tasmai namaha, Rāmānāsti parāyaṇam parataram, Rāmasya dāsosmyaham, Rāme cittalayas sadā bhavatu me, bho Rāma māmuddhara. Gurureva gatihi, gurumeva bhaje, gurunaiva sahasmi namo gurave, na guroh paramam shishurasmi guroh, matiras ते गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. धन्यवादाः. I am sorry that we have exceeded the class time by 10 minutes today. We'll try to keep it within the time by next week. Okay. Uma Mahoday, question.
I want to know if I want to ask you a question by email. To you particularly, is this the same email address?
My email ID is Soumya, Sowmya dot Krishnapur.
Yeah.
I'll type it in the Krishnapur, KRISHNAPUR
at
gmail dot
gmail. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Any questions, you can mail me directly.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. Thank you so much. Namaste.
So I have posted my email address in the chat to everybody. So as I said, you will be able to access the materials from Sanskrit from Home by Wednesday. Is there a question? Can we get next class material beforehand? Not unless I feel it is essential for you to know something about that, because I mean, there are several issues with that for me preparing it, and also I don't know how much sense it will make without me explaining the presentation. So you'll get it after the class. Okay.
Ma'am, you did very well. Beautiful job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Venkataman Mahodaya, Prashna Hastiva. I cannot hear you. Maybe there is a this one. You have muted yourself. Krishnan Ramaswamy Mahodaya.
It was a wonderful class. Very, very lively and very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the words. Shrikala?
Thanks for answering this
question. Oh, sorry. Sorry, there's some disturbance. Yeah. I'm not able to make out what you're saying. I can hear the voice, but it's not clear. Can you speak up slightly?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I can. Myself and my wife both are actually attending this webinar, and one of the clubs is the one that is so interested and it's very easy for them.
Oh, so thank you.
And we are joining from Australia now. So
oh, very nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. Muthulakshmi, a question. You have muted yourself, I think you have to. Rajiv Mahoday. Cannot hear you. Krishna. Vaidyanathan Radhakrishnan Mahoday. I have unmuted several people. If you want to speak, I think some of you have muted yourself. No problem. By the next time, if your mic is ready, you can speak. Hariam. Yes. Who is this?
Hello.
in other words you have mentioned them, I would like to know, I am interested.
I could hear it only half, sorry. I couldn't.
Vyoma Pathashala. Is it the other usage of Pathashala, normal Pathashala?
Yeah, it's general, yes. Pathaha yatra bhavanti sa Pathashala, I think.
Pathashala, this is equal to the Pathashala, which we are having a Shabda in Sanskritam.
Yes.
Okay, which organization is doing this great service, madam? Shall I know about that?
Sure, we are called Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation. We are a non-profit organization based in Bangalore. So we have we've been running this Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala since about 5 years. So there are several courses which are available. You can check out at sanskritfromhome.in. We are also doing several other projects, as in we have several multimedia CDs for Sanskrit learning, for Sandhi, Samasa, Beginner Sanskrit, and so on. And you can please do look at vyomalabs.in. You will know all our programs that we have.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Okay. So thank you, everybody. We'll stop here.